USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will take part in a virtual G7 meeting today. The White House putting out a statement saying the group of seven leaders will demonstrate Western unity against the Russian invasion and will discuss possible new sanctions on Moscow. This as First Lady Jill Biden visits a Ukrainian refugee camp in Slovakia, meeting with people who escaped the Russian invasion, along with volunteers helping them.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning.
We're all right.
Hi,
I'm Lisa. Nice to meet you.
I'm Anya. I love you. Thank you for what you're doing.
Yesterday, she visited Ukrainians taking refuge in nearby Romania. And the heat is on this Mother's Day, with record high temperatures expected from parts of Texas all the way north to Iowa, highs 20 degrees above normal. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Florida has reached a settlement with Walgreens over its role in the opioid epidemic. The state will receive $680 million in what Florida's Attorney General calls a historic settlement that will have far-reaching impact across the nation. Under the terms of the agreement, Walgreens admits no wrongdoing or liability. Officials in California are warning that once again another wave of blackouts could be on the way this summer. In August of 2020, the state experienced the first rolling blackouts in nearly two decades, and now the California Public Utilities and Energy Commissions and the independent system operator that oversees the state's power grid say California could face a deficit of more than 1,700 megawatts this summer, the equivalent of losing a major power plant. Democrats who run the state have done nothing to upgrade their power grid since the last blackout. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A very happy Mother's Day to all the mothers listening out there. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a look at the history behind Mother's Day.
Suffragist and writer Julia Ward Howe first suggested the idea of Mother's Day in the U.S. in 1872. Howe was a pacifist and saw the holiday as a chance to unite women and rally for peace. For many years, she held an annual Mother's Day meeting in Boston. West Virginia activist Anna Jarvis is credited with creating the holiday. In 1908, Jarvis campaigned for a national observance of the holiday in honor of her mother, who was a community health advocate. Her mother had organized several Mother's Day work clubs that addressed child rearing and public health issues. Later, Jarvis said she was disillusioned by how the floral and greeting card companies capitalized on the holiday. She said she regretted starting it. It became an official U.S. holiday in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as a day to celebrate our mothers. At first, people wrote letters to their mothers. Later, cards, presents, and flowers were incorporated into the tradition.
The National Retail Federation says Mother's Day spending will total $31.7 billion, $3.6 billion more than last year. The Federation expects consumers to spend an average of $245 on mom. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.